What's up, y'all? It's Mika.
And Rick.
And this is another episode of The Talk Pit, and it's hot. I'm hot. I just had some coffee, so.
It is not hot.
It's definitely hot. I had some coffee, so I am burning up. But shout out to Timu, that always get the girl together. This is a fan. You just recharge it. It has It has four different settings on here, and you can also put a timer on here from 1 hour up to 4 hours. This thing, you can bend it, and it can be like this, or you can just keep it up like this, and just let it fan you. Like, it's fanning me right now. Like, it's there. And
this is not a paid sponsorship.
At all. I just enjoy Timu. Like, this thing was the best little, I think it was about like $12, but it was the best little $12 that I could spend, because it's like, when you go somewhere, and they don't really have air or something, and I can just turn it up, press the button, turn it up. Just make sure it's charged.
Charge it for like 10 minutes?
And yeah, then I just charged it for 10 minutes, and it's been going, you know.
Yep, and it's fanning.
Hey. Right. And today we are trying the Pleasure Tea Cannabis Infused Iced Tea, the lemon version.
So it may get real.
Yeah, so we're going to see how.
Real jury at the end of this one.
We're going to see how things get on here. I was told that it does hit fast. So we going to see Pleasure Tea.
Very slow motion over here.
Yes. So this week it is April the 7th.
Eclipse day tomorrow.
Tomorrow is the eclipse. Let's start it off with a bang.
Yeah, I hope that's all that it is.
So I got more information on what's going to be happening tomorrow. So at the same time that they're going to be doing the eclipse, they're also going to be doing a little project. And when I say they, I mean NASA. So they're going to be doing a project that is named after a serpent deity, which that don't even sound good. That don't even sound like, whenever you hear serpent, to me, it just snakeish, you know? Mm-hmm. But I guess it's named after an Egyptian serpent deity, the sun god Ra.
He's not a serpent deity.
Oh, that's what they say
Ra
on the.
Ra is a sun god, but he's not a serpent.
Okay. Well, that's what the website say for the NASA website. And the project is called I don't know if they say it, but it's called the APEP. And basically what they're going to be doing is they're going to be shooting some solar flares up there at the sun and the moon. The reason behind it, heck, I didn't read that far, but it just doesn't sound like a great idea.
Like, it's the sun. It is the sun.
I don't get it.
It's like the sun. If you make a mistake, it can kill you.
It could.
And yet, let's play with the sun.
I mean, but
we need the sun to live.
Well, we do. We do. Literally, but scientists say that you can recreate the sun, like China did. Because, you know, I posted the video last week of the sun that they created.
They can't even recreate water. I'm not going to have faith in this. You can't recreate the sun.
They're trying. I think so bad that they want to be God so bad that they're willing to try everything. That's why also CERN is going to be, they actually already, reinstated themselves. They're just doing something different.
They're supposed to be finishing up their debut of the God particle, or their development of the God particle. This could take us into a new space age, or this can put us into an ice age. So, you know, it's a 50-50 toss.
Yeah.
A lot of people playing with your lives out here this week. It's going to be a lot of life playing with this week.
But that happens all the time. With us. So it's like, is it something different?
All the time. And I feel like if we were just to work on the basic building blocks for life and master those, we'd be much better off.
I don't think we got enough time.
So we want to just go ahead and push the envelope on stuff we know nothing about.
Might as well.
And don't even have the other stuff figured out.
Push it to the limit.
We don't have a viable option on where to live if we destroy this planet.
Didn't they say Mars?
We do everything we can to destroy this planet. Or the moon.
Yeah.
Well, the moon has no atmosphere. Mars is very swingy of a planet. And, like, the water is still frozen.
What about the one planet that they just discovered that they have, it looked like they have traffic lights, so it looked like it's some type of life form on that planet?
Traffic lights on the planet? I need to see about
this. Well, yeah, it's something. Go to the NASA. It's a lot of stuff that's been coming out for the last 2 weeks. And I don't know. I just been, like, going by because I guess, like, everybody is in a panic about tomorrow. And at first, I was really into, a panic about April the 8th as I started reading on stuff. And I started seeing words like the serpent deity and seeing stuff that's going to be happening on the day. And then, I don't know, just a calmness came, like, upon me.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, after being in so much fear, it's, like, now it's, like, well, it is what it is. Whatever is going to happen, it's going to happen regardless because everything is already planned out. Everything is already, like, it's already set in stone. Whatever is going to happen anyway. So, worrying about it just does not matter.
I don't have a rocket ship.
Nope.
I don't have a mass facility that produces oxygen and food.
Nope.
And, I have a moderate plan to stay alive, but yep. beyond that, don't really have the resources for it. So
yep. I bought a lot of stuff from Timo. You know, let's see how that goes for me.
Have you ever seen an ant running around your house scared?
Not really.
He just goes about his mission because, you know,
if there he dies, is he always dies.
An impending doom upon him.
Yeah.
You can step on him at any given moment. But until then, I'm going to take every step forward that I can. So, you know, if it's all over tomorrow,
That's a good question. What if it's all over tomorrow?
That'd be very disheartening because, like, I see the path now. I see the structure. I see all of the good things that I wanted to accomplish, mm-hmm. and they're, like, right here at my fingertips. So, like, to get that close and then just the world ends, me and God are going to have to sit down and have a real talk.
Hey, no, I ain't even going to lie to you.
We got to talk.
I'd be hurt.
We got to talk.
I'd be really hurt.
I'm going to have to find out what has my spirit done to you that this is how far you would go to make me disheartened.
Well, thank you for talking. That's my meltdown. That has been my meltdown like every other week. Of like, God, will you really let this earth end without me being able to get the bare minimum of getting married or having a kid? Mm-hmm. And I just reached my number, like, when it comes to, like, savings. I just reached the number that I need
okay.
for, like, a down payment on if I wanted to get a nice house or something. Or if I just want to take it all and just get a car or something like that, a new car or something. So I just reached that part of my number, and I'm still striving. But I'm like, dang, what if... Well, I don't get a chance to get none of that.
90 Day Fiancé has applications you can put in. Just meet somebody, get married, and off the bucket list.
You know me, I guess it would take 90 days for me to figure out if I like someone. But I'm a very particular type of person.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of these particulars?
I'm not really a lovey-dovey person like that. I don't mm-hmm. really like the super romantic thing. Mm-hmm. And then I like to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. I really like to be taken care of. I like to be spoiled, but I can spoil a man back. But I like to be really taken care of. I like to be the feminine energy.
Okay. So are you, like, spoiling on consignment now?
Huh?
Is that how that works?
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
I plead the fifth, but you know.
I mean, somebody has to start it. Somebody has to get the ball rolling. So, like, you start spoiling.
See, that's the okay. So, this is the way I was taught that sometimes if you want to teach a person how to love you or teach a person about you, start doing some of the things
to them
that you would like done to you. So, yes, if I want gifts and stuff and I want to be treated a certain way, I will start providing examples to him to show him how I want to be treated. So, but that's how I was taught. Like, if you want to be spoiled and stuff, then, you know, spoil him, show him what you like, show him the energy that you like, and then see if he picks up on it or learn. I do like to have conversations about it. I am very open about, like, I do like gifts. I like that. That's a part of the love language that I do like.
Okay.
And I do like words of affirmation or, I guess, or affirmations or something like that. So tell me I'm pretty. I think that, I don't know. It just seemed like I'd be asking for too much.
Me.
And it's not a lot, but I feel like I'd be asking for, I like
and
think
it's
that.
There's nothing wrong with the way you was taught.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Humans are selfish.
Yeah.
So, like, if you give a person something, they gonna take it.
But that's, I won't say that's necessarily true because when it came to my ex-fiance, it was the opposite. Like, I didn't really have to go, like, down getting him gifts and stuff like that. He just picked up. He knew. Like, when I said it, he just started on it. So, it would be, like, random gifts, like, every week or every other week or something like that. So, I guess he really just, he really had picked up on it and really understood it. So, it was easy to kind of try to make sure that I'm doing the same thing because I'm like, okay, already he on this game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think it's just every person and how they were raised and, you know, what they were shown and different things like that. But yeah, I feel like I'd be maybe asking for too much because I feel like I like the bare minimum. Like, be respectful, have some class, you know, be a giver, don't talk too much, be masculine. be masculine, be a leader, be a protector, be loyal, you know what I'm saying? Keep a regimen, try to keep yourself healthy, don't be too needy, because I don't like needy. Like, that's, I feel like
be a decent human. This all sounds like, just be a decent human.
But you gotta say those things, because it's like, you do. You gotta say those things, because it's like, if you don't say those things, you ain't no telling. So
people don't know what decency is no more.
It's Yeah, I've been asking God, like, don't let this world end before I can at least, like, just you know.
Just do not. Let me see it.
Yeah. At least let me see, like, what my kid will look like. Like, I've been trying to, my real big focus is just trying to do things in a way that I think will be right.
Okay.
And for me, like, it's always been taught to me that you need to get married before you have a kid. I know that it's now, these days, it really just doesn't matter because, you know, the same thing can happen to you if you marry versus the same thing that can happen to you when you have a kid. Like, if he gonna go, he gonna go, you know? And if he gonna shenan, he gonna shenan again. So it's like, for me, the standard has always been to just at least get married and have a kid, because if he die, then, you know, whatever he got is yours. But if you a girlfriend, it's like, if he died, then his family gonna take whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? But,
well, if you have a kid, your kid is actually his next of kin, so yeah, your kid automatically.
Yeah,
gets
but it. A lot of people don't know that. That's the thing. Like, a lot of things that may be common, and I'm really finding that things that may be common to us or to you is not common to the next person. So it's like, not. Is there a such thing as common sense? Because some common sense has changed. So it's been so a radical change in common sense that sometimes when I'm speaking and I'm talking about certain things, people don't understand. Like, I feel like if you invite me somewhere, if you invite me out to eat, you're paying. Because you invited me, right? That's not common sense.
Why is not?
Because it's not common sense. I'm just saying it's not a common thing anymore. Like, it used to be like, if you have a birthday party, you're paying for everyone at the birthday party. That's not a thing anymore.
Oh, so like, I invite everybody to a birthday party, but then I expect everybody to have their own?
Yeah.
You know what? I've started to pick up on that.
Yeah,
My son went to a birthday party yesterday, and I wasn't going.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to the mall. It was going to be across the street. So I popped in just to make sure, you know, I bought his food.
Mm-hmm.
And I got him some time on his Chuck E. Cheese card so he can play.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. And yeah, they took care of everything, because like when we threw our party, we took care of everything.
Right.
All the kids who came, they all had a card to play. 2 hours, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, that's not always common. So that's just not... in case, don't want them to get there and then be looking at like the birthday kid playing. And then he just sitting there running around with the birthday kid while they play.
Right. That's why I don't really like doing like birthday dinners to like for my own birthday, like adult birthdays, because I just feel like if I do something like a birthday dinner, I feel like for me, because of common sense, what I was always taught is you're gonna invite somebody somewhere, pay for it, or something like that. So it's like I don't be wanting to do that, because it's like if my pockets ain't really really deep to make sure that everybody can eat the way that they usually eat, and I don't go overboard, because if you never order a steak and I see you order a steak, it's something up, it's something in the water. But I want to make sure my pockets is deep enough that, you know, I can be able to do that thing that you're actually supposed to do.
Right.
But I guess, like, are we living in a new order and we should just go by the new order? Or should we go by the things that we were traditionally taught and know that somebody else is not going to reciprocate the same thing?
And that is where we're faltering with this idea of common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because common sense is what's known commonly among the people.
Yeah.
So once this new order started, then what we saw as common sense is now a new hierarchy of sense. It's not what's common anymore.
Right.
It's ancient sense at some point, because like even chivalry is disrespectful to some people.
Don't open the door. I ain't asked you to open the door for me.
And that's cool.
And all the time.
I still stand there and say, well, are you going to go in? I don't care. I open the door for women. That's it.
I don't even
discriminate.
I think it's like it's a good medium. Like sometimes I don't have a problem when people open the door for me, but if I feel like a man is opening the door because he's about to try to start up a conversation, I try to either go real slow, or when I get to the door and say thank you, I go real fast to avoid that conversation. Because it's like, sometimes people ain't doing it just to be, you know, courteous or different things like that. That's the start, the thing. Like, this one guy did it. And he's like, yeah, I was waiting on you. I was about to try to open the door and start the conversation. Thank God the gym doors was already open. They had them propped open. I was like, look at that. And kept moving, because these days you cannot refuse a man.
I had somebody get like real wild about me opening up the door.
Oh, that's crazy.
And all I could say was, I was just trying to get your ass anyway. So, like, you can keep going or you cannot. But I seen it. It wasn't giving what I wanted, so.
You didn't say that. You said that.
And Meek, so I'm almost 40. One thing that just is no longer at the top of my list is people whooping my ass. Ain't nobody whooping my ass out here. So, if I say it, you offended, I'm sorry. I can apologize for you being offended. Put your hands on me. Let's do it. We can go there. I'm not looking for problems. But, I'm not shying away from problems either. Don't get all wild and disrespectful out here, and then I say something wild back to you, and you like, my word.
No. Clutching the pearls.
Like, that's on you. You started this. I really was just being nice and holding the door.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's extreme.
But now you out here? Now I'm out here. Because you wanted to be super noisy. Niggas always think we was just trying to see your ass.
Yeah, I don't do all that. Like, I won't say I'm fearful, but I've seen a lot of things on the news and on Instagram and stuff.
People get
where
shot
like
over guacamole.
I about to say, you get shot over something real small, they'll come find you, or you get beat up out of nowhere, man. You be coming out the locker room and a nigga headlock you or somewhere the cameras don't see. Really careful. Like, I be really careful what to jump. I've had to tell them, like, I was at the I go to LA Fitness. I'm not gonna say which one, but it's a little ratchet, so people probably understand which one it is if they in Michigan. And I was doing my leg day, and this guy came up and he held my hand and was talking to me and holding my hand. He hit me with one of these. My hands was on the side.
He just walked up and he just grabbed your hand.
Walked up. I said, hey. Oh. I said, I don't.
That to my tool chest.
I don't like to be touched. I said, I don't like to be touched. It's a lot of germs out here. And you got to say it the right way, because everybody's mental health is just not on the same level right now. And I know it's
he
a lot of unstable.
And grabbed your hand.
And that's why I'm thinking unstable. In my head, something is unstable. So to me, it's like, first of all, we know it's germs out here. People been getting sick. Like, let's not do that. And then, like, I don't know you. You see me around the gym. We're not common. But at the same time, I be trying to be really careful, because I ain't got time. When I was working downtown, we had so many incidents where somebody would come to my car, knocking on the window, following me to my car.
This crazy shit. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff. So I've learned my lesson.
Like,
I've learned my lesson.
In a whole lifetime, I have not seen as much crazy stuff happen than I have seen in the 1 year you were working down there. I'm like, in 1 year, she's managed to bring out all the crazies.
I had a wild time. You know, I've heard this. It got to be something.
People following you to
in
work.
In my energy. Yeah, yeah. It's people popping up outside at work. Like, hey, you at work? Come downstairs. Whoa.
I was waiting for the ukulele. I was waiting for somebody to just be in the lobby of the Ally building with a ukulele. And they just want to they want to sing you a song right when you come off the elevator. I just knew that was coming soon.
Well.
But with all the craziness. Kidnappings are up. Kidnappings are way up. Child abductions has been at an all-time high, which is posing me the question, what is the reason for the green light program?
Can I say it? Oh, you know what I want
to
say?
It has to be a higher, it has to be someone above something that's doing this. Because we got ring doorbells everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We got green lights everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we pretty much have a very extensive CCTV infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, no one, nowhere, has seen anything about these children coming up missing.
I got a conspiracy.
Is it aliens?
Nope. I'm going to say this. So, you remember that thing with Kanika Jenkins in Chicago? She was found in the freezer. A couple organs was missing. And then next thing you know, it was a alleged celebrity that had needed an organ, and somehow they was looking for an organ, and they found an organ, mm-hmm. and it kind of was like the same organ that Kanika Jenkins was missing, but it was never really a connection. Here's my conspiracy. I believe, and this is my thought, I don't have any true facts. I don't think that nobody really have any true facts unless other than the people that actually does it. So I'm going to say allegedly. I just feel like the people that are in charge of the green light, this is to help the people, like help us make it seem like they are watching and we're safe, you know, make us feel a little bit safe, let your guard down a little bit. But it's not to really stop what's going on. It's just to help with the fear and to make it more safe for youth and people to still go outside. Because if nobody is outside and everybody has their guard up and everybody is safe, then how are they going to get these youth or these women or these men? I really do feel like it's organ harvesting. But do I have the proof? No, but it does. The math does really math, because how much money you get for a certain parts of the body, like the placenta, I never knew was like so expensive. So like when you mm-hmm. when you have a baby, make sure you take your junk with you. But it's like the organs itself is like really the liver. Go on the black market. Go on, no, well, search the black market prices for organs. It's so expensive. You know, I really thought about, I said, well, I don't really need one of my kidneys.
But see, this thing. Mm-hmm. If you decide that. Mm-hmm. And you're under anesthesia.
Who's to say they're not going to take something else? Well, let me get both of those.
Like, well, you know, I'm saying, I cannot pay you and still have
both of these whole platter. Something else went wrong. Something else happened, and you know.
There were some complications. And
so can we have her heart? Can we take her lungs and stuff, you know? I mean, I think it's a thing.
I think it's a couple folds, because like I was talking to you earlier about the fact that we have all these things going on that is taking our attention away from the fact that the earth is shaking itself apart. Mm-hmm. Like, are they snatching these kids for like a pod program? Put them up, get y'all out the way, and then.
Oh, so to be the next.
All over.
Next Adam and Eve generation.
Turn them loose.
Abraham's next generation.
Y'all gonna live like we want y'all to live.
I mean, that's how the movie. Don't Look Up. Isn't that how it ended? When the people that was in the ship, they finally come down and they was all naked. They was like in the Garden of Eden, quote unquote. And it was a whole bunch of like freaky animals out there. And one of them bit off the lady's head. Yeah, Don't Look Up. So that's the way that they truly ended. Like after the world blew up and stuff, the spaceship, after a while, I don't know how many years it was, but it came back down and it was land again and pretty flowers and stuff. And it was all naked and. Yeah, that's how it ended. So, I mean, hey, all is possible.
Either way, I believe that there is not just some criminal organization out snatching kids. I believe it's definitely somebody who is above being caught. Not that they can't be caught. They're above being caught.
Or they're part of the system of, you know.
That's why they're above being caught.
You know what's funny about all this?
If the green light was looking for children mm-hmm. instead of protecting you, and you thought it was protecting you, mm-hmm. would you ever question the reason for green light?
Nope.
Because I've seen crime go down none mm-mm. since the green. Matter of fact, crime is up.
Well, it did go down some. They said their statistics say that crime did go down.
You got this this thing on Instagram called Detroit News?
Yep.
You got Dearborn News?
No, I got Metro Detroit. I got Crime in the D. And I don't think that was the only
thing. They post a lot. Mm-hmm. Crime is not down. Mm-hmm. Like, crime is way up. People dying every day, B.
They is.
Like, they dying every day. And, like, we have managed to get... One, we did this mass camera system. And why we didn't go with 4K cameras? Because we keep putting these grainy pictures that anybody with an iPhone can take a better picture than this.
No, I think they'd be lying to us. I think that they'd be making the pictures and stuff look that way. And it's not. It's no way possible. It's no way possible that those pictures can look that way. And I'm serious.
It'd be shadows walking across there like, if you see this man, I'm like, I see him every day. Just turn off the light.
Right.
It's a shadow in the corner.
Like, yeah, it ain't no way possible.
You got to get some features of these people. Mm-mm. And then, like I said, the child abductions are like skyrocketing right now. Abductions period is skyrocketing. But then I've seen a couple of videos on the internet, and it's like adults have no problem attacking children. What kind of society do we live in where adults have no problem attacking children?
The last days.
No, no, no. This has been going on in America for quite some time.
And that's why we've been in the last days for quite some time. So we wrapping this thing up. Like, let's go ahead and exit left.
One before zero for the last 100 years, just shaking. Like, oh, y'all did a good deed. You can pause it for a second.
No, but America. Well, I won't even say it's specifically only America. Cause this has been something. Yeah. Kids and minors have been really, like, it's scary.
Except in Japan. Japan, the whole country is taking this stance that children are the responsibility of everybody. Mm. So the children can actually be independent and go to school and just walk the street and go where they're going, because you just put your little yellow jacket on your kid, and if they're trying to cross the street, an adult will help them across the street.
Oh, ain't that
nice?
And
if they're trying to get some food off a restaurant, they got money, an adult will help them and not rip them off. It's like everything is made where adults actually help children.
That's cute.
Because they're children. So now they can live a life where they learn to be responsible in the public and not be snatched. You can't tell kids, like, you can't go outside because the guys are going to get you. Like, they can actually be kids.
I mean, but our city kids got more to worry about than that. You can't be outside because you might be stray bullets be, you know, flying. That's a common thing.
Car now,
that's
may be doing really, donuts in the middle of the street and, you know,
you
run
never
your
know.
Kid over.
Yep, you never know. So it's a lot. But you know what? Crazy thing is, I've been wanting to study, like, what happened with the Epstein Island? Like, is it just not that he's not here? Is no one just going to the island? Or is something else happening on the island? Because it's like, hey, I never really...
That's none of your business.
It isn't. But you know what? Somebody had brought up a good point on TikTok. And they said, if you look at the Nickelodeon logo, you know, the little splatter?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as the island. If you look on the map, it looks exactly like the island. Literally.
Oh, so child slavery.
And then, you know, what makes it more ironic is they came out with that, they break the silence thing for the Nickelodeon kids that was being sexually assaulted. It's all really scary because it's like all these
it's
kids.
The Nickelodeon kids and the Disney kids. They've had some very traumatic lives coming up. Trying to stick to strict regimens of how you must look, how you must be, how you gotta act. Living on campuses, being just... child labor, pretty much.
Yeah, but no, most of them was, like, sexually assaulted. The name that kept on coming up, I think his name is, like, Dan Schneider or something like that. I believe that's his name. If I'm saying it wrong, please forgive me. But his name has came up a lot that he did, like, sometimes when they would do their recordings and stuff, some of them would have to, like, give him, sexually please him. And it's sad because it's like, we all used to ask as we were growing up, like, what happened to people like Amanda Bynes? Because I used to love Amanda, please. I used to love her show as a kid. And it's like some of these kid celebrities that grew up, and they grew up to have, like, it seemed like mental health issues.
Right.
We wonder why.
A lot of them, but a lot of them kids with Disney and Nickelodeon, they're like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
like Orlando, Orlando Brown.
Gone.
Everyone talk about him. But you know what? He's really been trying to tell everybody, like, the truth. But it's like, because it's all...
it's
weird,
just,
yeah.
It's pouring out. That's what it is. He's forcing it out now.
Yeah, but so he uses his wording. It's his wording when he's saying stuff. Like, it just sounds a little crazy.
But, you know, maybe that's a self-defense mechanism. Once you sound crazy enough, people stay away from you. And maybe you just want to be left alone.
It ain't stopped. Because he's still limelight, still doing interviews and different things like that. Like, I pray for those people. Like, I feel that... you know, I hope that they get the peace that they need. And sometimes it makes me, like, question. Like, I used to ask God, like, God, I have a great personality. I was a cute kid. Why didn't you let me be on Nickelodeon?
No,
it's like sometimes you never know that God is really stopping you or hiding you. Yeah,
right.
And it's really, like, a blessing. Because these kids, like, when you listen to their story as an adult now and then being basically our age, like, in their middle 30s or late 30s, and how they talk about, like, the things that they had to go through, I don't know how I would be acting right now if I had to go through those things that they were going through for years and seasons on those shows. Like, it's real sad. Like, sometimes you think that God is, like, not giving you an opportunity, or, like, you've been, I guess, What? Why would I say looked over by right. God? And right. you don't even know, like, it's a whole blessing you're that you was actually out. Not seen. Yeah, he, like, you better not, be glad that you was invisible, like, because
he's not looking over you. He's looking out for you.
Man. And I be having to remind myself that, like, God, come on, huh? You didn't let all these other people fall on the airplane. Why you ain't let me fall on the airplane to get a little check? No. Something like that. But, yeah, he looking up. Probably said, if you would have failed, would have been something different.
I mean, you paraplegic out here. Man. You got a check, and then you ain't been nothing but a mouth.
Man.
You been sitting there blowing in the tube to lean up. You don't know what's going to happen.
You don't. Look,
God has created a path for you, and you alone walk that one.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of a path, Diddy Did It has been trending all week. I feel bad for Diddy. And I only feel bad because it's like sometimes all the deeds that you did, even if you did good things, when the bad things start coming out, they outweigh the good. And when, at this point, we don't know what and who. I do really do believe Cassie. I'm not going to say I don't believe her because there's so much evidence. For sure. And the allegations, like everybody else is coming like, yeah, that do make sense. Because when I was around them too, like everyone is coming out and speaking on what they saw. And I'm like, dang, why y'all didn't speak on this before?
This is what's really troubling with the whole thing. Mm. Because if he did or he didn't, like you said, one, anything that you've done good in the past is pretty much being wiped out.
Yep.
Like, we look at Bill Cosby. We know Bill Cosby for everything he went through. Mm-hmm. But, like, no one looks back at the fact that he's won Nobel Peace Prizes.
Nope.
He's put many people through college.
Nope.
He's been a pillar of education for the black community for decades. Mm-hmm. But that was all out of the window off of, you know, allegations and not real evidence. Right. It was just, like, 20 years later, no possible evidence could be had. They just sound the same.
Yeah.
So, you know, not saying that they not that truth is not their truth.
Right.
But I'm saying in a country where lying gets you paid, possible. It is a possibility. Not saying it.
Yeah.
But same thing with R. Kelly. Decades of good music, gone because, like, you do what you do. This thing can happen to Diddy, but now they're doing the witch hunts.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, if you ever attended a Diddy party, you knew what was going on.
When I seen T.D. Jakes' name on there, oh.
But that's like saying, like, every time he had a party, as soon as the party started, he started the debauchery on stage. Mm-hmm. Like, if this was a secret life he was living, it was secret for a reason. He kept it away from people. He put it in, he had a specific crowd that tolerated this behavior, that knew about this behavior. Right. Not everybody who ever crossed his path, who ever been at his party, even anybody who's been to an after party of Diddy's, doesn't mean at that after party, this is what they were doing. And people were making it seem like every time he had a party, they had sex workers getting busy. Right. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But if he's getting caught for doing this, this is not nobody else's crime to be hung on their shoulders. Mm-hmm. This is nobody else's way of movement unless you find something that implicate them and actually facilitating that. Then they was just at the party.
Yeah.
Like, the bouncer is at a party don't mean he's engaging in the whole party.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people said that when it comes to Diddy parties, you just got to know when to leave. You know, you got to know when it's time to get up out of there. Don't stay to the end. And make sure, what did Cat Williams say? Make sure you tell Diddy no. Because
things will go down. And you
got to tell him no. Because I agree. I feel like, you know, his sexuality and the things that he did, that's none of my business. What he choose, if he want to be bisexual or whatever it is, that ain't really none of my business. I guess the concern is when you forcing people out of their will and you using your money to intimidate people and to do certain things. Yes, I believe that that's a crime. Well, I believe that, you know, allegedly.
Intimidating people, one thing. But if you buying booty from a grown man who decide to give you said booty for money, that's between y'all.
Yeah, it
we
is.
We can label it what we want to label it, but that's between y'all.
Yeah.
The forcing aspect, like, everybody still got to keep a choice in that. Mm-hmm. Even if you bought it from somebody, everybody had a choice in that,
yep,
that situation.
Yeah.
When it comes down to, you know, forcing people to perform acts on stage and stuff like that, one, again, I'm sure that wasn't every event that him and her went to.
Right.
He's like, now on the stage with you. Like, it was probably special events.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like he definitely needs to pay the price.
It's time to pay the price.
You know, it is definitely time. Everybody got their time. And it's like, you know, you can't get away with everything that you do. Like, a lot of us blessed to not be in the spotlight, so we can get away with some of the dirt, and some of our dirt can become, you know, stay in the past. But at the same time, you can't keep on doing people wrong. Because, like they say, what goes around comes around. And it may not come around the way that you expected to come around. You may, like, and I think that's what people get mixed up. Like, they think what goes around comes around means, like, if I rape you, somebody gonna rape you. You know, somebody, they think it's gonna be that type of thing. No, that's not the way it works. What it means is, what you put out there, the energy that you put out there, what you produced will come back in a way that will affect you the way that it affect that individual in that nature. You know,
the way you destroy their life is the way your life will be destroyed.
And it never hits the same. It always hit worse.
The thing is, I'm tired of the grenade effect. Mm. Because with this grenade, you can pretty much take out any significant growth that black people has made in the last 30 years by taking down anybody who's ever been to one of his parties.
Yeah.
By just lumping them all in, you pretty much kill all progress.
Yep.
And they didn't have nothing to do with that. But you want to discredit a whole group of people who were just there.
Which is crazy.
So, like, the grenade effect has got to stop. He needs to pay for what he's done. But unless you find evidence that anybody else has done something, it's not guilty until proven innocent. You don't have to come speak up and say what you saw at these parties. Because it's not your business, and it's frankly not nobody else's business. Yeah. You was there, you was there. Like, we should not have to subscribe to this new way of thinking that you need to explain everything you did to be innocent.
And you know what's crazy to me? I'm not going to say I'm going to blame our community, but the same energy we giving towards this Diddy thing, why didn't we give the same energy towards, Harvey Weinstein? Is that his name? When we found out what he was doing, when people were auditioning, we didn't give the same energy to the people that he was working with and everything. We didn't give enough energy. What I'm saying is, like, we put too much attention on this, and I understand we do need to put the attention on this, but it got to be the same, like, both ways. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Because even with the Epstein thing, it was the people who were found to be involved were the people that's pulled in.
Yeah,
but he was rocking with a lot of people.
Yeah.
So why all them ain't guilty?
Yeah. I think it's just more so us as a black community, we condemn each other a little bit more harshly.
We know how to throw stones.
Yeah, we definitely do. Like, I won't say we got the crab barrel mindset as well. Like, we're going to take one down and we're going to roll up and think.
Take all y'all down.
Yeah. But it's like, we got to find a different way to, I guess, chastise each other. Because that's what we're doing. That's what it is.
I think we bought into the narrative that American history was giving us. Even though we've never seen any evidence of said history being true, we bought into we're the most demonic creatures in America.
Yeah. We bought into that we're monsters, animals type thing. I guess that is
even true. Though all the major categories of heinous crimes is dominated by non-black members of the community and society. But we still fear each other like we are.
Yeah.
We look like we're the serial killers. We're the mass rapists. We're the mass murderers. We're the people who commit crimes against children.
But look at the people that was teaching us. Most of us that when we were going to schools, we were taught by non-black teachers. Most of the people that was some type of teacher, leader, or something were non-black growing up. So it's like, eventually, you're going to start believing these things because those are the things you're seeing, especially depending on the neighborhood that you live in.
Right.
And the money that they pour into the neighborhood. Like, in the city, they stopped pouring into money in the city a long time ago, especially, like, education-wise. They've been stopped pouring into, like, the city. So it's like they had to start going to school out here in the non-black neighborhood considerably, and the teachers were non-black teachers, and that's what they were taught. Like, they were taught that the
same information.
The demographic of black people, not even a lot of people not even knowing, like, we're not a big, huge contributors of the population. So it's only what, like, 14% black people in the United States? Is it 14%? I don't know the exact number, but it's not a huge, large number, like a large number. But when it comes to the prisons,
we're just about it.
Yep,
we're just about it. But you think about it, most black people go to jail for crimes that try to liberate them from their situation, drugs, robbery, anything to try to get more money. We're probably involved in that.
Right, and I wonder why.
Right? Like, given a situation and you give a person one way out, what do you think they're going to take? We got, like, a couple ventilation holes where, you know, a couple people could trickle through those. But the mass ways for people to get out is to start some type of enterprise.
Yeah.
To start some type of enterprise. Well, the most readily available enterprise may be drugs or, you know, prostitution or whatever. Any kind of enterprise can get you out.
I mean, but everybody just, the concept of, I think mostly everything is everybody just want to live a life where they comfortable. Everybody want to live good. That's what you want to do. You want to live good. You want your people to be straight. You want to eat. You want to sit at a nice table. You're not trying to sit at a raggedy table. You want to sit at a nice table, have a nice little setup, be able to lay your head down somewhere a little bit nice. You don't want to have to lay your head down with animals crawling on you or nothing like that. Is it 13.6 population in the United States? Yeah, we're not a big, large number, but, you know. But I think that's the masses of everything is that everybody want to live a certain type of way. But it's like some of us don't have the resources or access to the resources because it's been cut off. Oh, my God, it's dead. Well, no, Lord. Oh, it's dead. Oh.
This is what contributes to the idea that black people are lazy. And it's not that black people are lazy. It's that we just want to be comfortable. Yeah. Once we accomplish everything we need to be comfortable and not have to worry about this, that, or the other, we're chill. Yeah. We don't have a need to just keep trying to conquer. Now, some people who got to be at the top.
Yeah.
Like, and the top is where they want to go. And they formulate a different set of disciplines to go there. But the most common trait you see is if everybody's straight in the area, like if you've seen a neighborhood that's been around for a long time, mm-hmm. it's not really heavy in crime, it's mm-hmm. like majority black middle class,
like
it could be low middle class.
Edison area.
But they got it.
Mm-hmm.
They just chill.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
You have some neighbors who may be into it with each other, but other than overall,
they straight.
They just live.
Yeah.
They go to work, they come home, and they enjoy their day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the general human dream.
Yeah.
There are some people who want to achieve greatness.
Yeah.
The vast majority of character B's just want to be happy moving through life.
Yeah.
Don't want to pay too much for milk. Don't need a Ferrari. Don't want a McLaren. They're not looking for M's. They're looking to be straight.
Yeah.
If they could eat today, tomorrow, and next week and not have to worry about where it's coming from, you wouldn't hear no noise from them. Like, none.
But that's majority of people. Like, you let them do what they want to do. If they want to do drugs, let them do drugs on their property. If they want to party, let them party on their property. You know, let them do their own thing. That's what people really want. People want to be able to do their own thing and just not be bothered. Like, if I'm not bothering you, don't bother me. Because when you start bothering me, that's when the problem comes. Like, why are you bothering me? Now I'm pissed off. Now I'm about to escalate the situation because you ain't even have to bother me in the first place. Now, let's go get my cousins.
Yeah,
I'm getting my cousins. Let's wrap it up.
See, that's another thing. And that's why this Karen thing has got out of control. Mind your business.
No, for
your
real.
Business is your business alone. Like, don't be minding nobody else's business. Mind your business.
No, for real.
If you do that, I promise you the world will be a better place. If you, one individual, just mind their own business, the world will be 90% better.
And that's the problem. People don't know. We're going to talk about what minding your own business means because people don't know what that is. I said common sense. It's not common. So we're going to have to start talking about what do we mean when we say mind your business? Like, if you see something going on over there, let something going on over there. Now, if it's something where somebody is about to, you know, get robbed or something like that, just know your life is on the line if you go over there. Oh, if you with that, then, you know.
Proceed with caution.
Exactly.
But, you know, like, other than that, like, if it don't really move your life or damage anybody else's.
See, if you see baby girl arguing with her baby daddy or her boyfriend or something, mind your business. Because they'll fight, and then next thing you know, tomorrow they'll be cool. I had to learn that the hard way. Don't you intervene or nothing. Exactly.
Well, you mess around and get yourself jumped out there.
Nope.
I was saving her, and now what happened?
He was knocking her upside the head. I was trying to help him.
That's their thing.
I was trying to help or something.
That's their love language.
Yep. Don't even, there ain't even no point of intervening and stuff thing. Like that. Like,
call the police.
And it's like, it's not funny because it's like a lot of that stuff happened, and it's like, mm-hmm. you got to be careful because there's so many incidents where the couple has been getting into it, and a person will call their family member, and the family member will be the person that got shot and died trying to help this person. When right. this person wound up staying with that person, sometimes you just got to know when to mind but, your business. See, like,
what makes it very difficult nowadays is that these significant others are actually killing folks. So it's
they
like,
are.
If
they
you
are.
Don't go, I could be reading about you on the news. You could yep. be a hashtag after this. So I get up and go. I may have saved your life, or you may attack me. I don't go, you might be gone. So, like, that one's a rough one. When it
come
comes
in there
to
like SWAT. I say come in there like SWAT. If you're going to come
questions.
In there.
Separate y'all.
Listen, come in there like SWAT. Have somebody at the back door, somebody at the front door. Don't never go by yourself. Have two people go armed and just.
And your mission is not to talk it out. Your mission is not to figure it out, not to beat up the other person.
No, separate.
Your mission is to come here, get the person that you came to protect, and get out of there.
Yep.
That's what the mission is. You yep. show up. You got what you need? Let's go. Mm-hmm. No, I'm trying to tell them to get out. No, you, let's go. If you that's end it. Up back over here tomorrow, that's on you. Mm-hmm. But today, you leaving.
That's it. That's it. Ain't no getting mad. Don't go over there mm-mm. with no energy. What up, bro? I heard you did. Don't go over there like that. Don't mm-mm. do that. Like
but... You got to leave. Nah, if he owe me a fade after this, after I get you out of here.
Then that's me him.
We can figure that out.
Yeah.
But until then, my only mission is to get here. Get you out. Anything that gets in the way of that mission, we're going to have to put it down quickly. So, I'm here to pick her up. We about to go.
Yep.
Whatever y'all got to say, write it in a letter, send a text message, call her on the phone. If she decide to answer and listen to it, that's on her.
Yep.
But she leaving here today.
Yeah. That's the scary part. Like, dating these days, dating these days is crazy because it's like you do not know like what's gonna happen and you right. do not you really don't know this person. So when you're dating somebody, like, you're trying to understand and learn this person, but you don't really know, you don't know them for real.
But see,
like,
the major change in it that made us not like traditional mm-hmm. remember, like, you used to, the people used to court,
yeah,
you used to be around this person, yeah. you like got to see them move, and then when y'all decided to date, like, y'all have known each other for, it may not have been a long time, but y'all got to see the basic movements of each other.
People don't
know.
Not
this random internet shit.
Yeah.
I subscribe to dating myself. I gave all that up. I'm not dealing with weirdos.
I've learned that, and I mean, it could just be my experiences, so I'm not going to speak for everyone, but from my experiences, I've learned that men really just don't, they don't, when it comes to me, they don't like to court. They want to go straight into a relationship, jump straight into dating. And I always tell God, like, Is it because of my looks, you know? Because I'm not saying I'm the most gorgeous girl or anything like that. But it just seemed like sometimes that my looks sometimes overshadow, like, who I really am and my personality and my body shape. It just, it overshadows everything. So when a man is, like, trying to talk to me or meeting me, it's instantly trying to be in a relationship. Like, men do not like to really court or date these days.
So you like... When a guy to walk up and be on, like, some dot shit? Like,
no, it's not even that. It's just like...
He got to have a goal.
Yeah, he do have
but
to have
mean,
a goal.
Like, first day out, and he like, this is my woman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, a date, and then, like, so what we doing is we going to try to be in a relationship. Like, I feel like, let's get to know each other. And I feel like getting to know each other doesn't mean, like, talking every single day. I don't feel like that's getting to know each other. To me, it's like...
Oh, you got irritants issue.
Yeah, I feel like it's more so, like, let's pace it. Like, shut let's, up. You know... What take you some. Like to do? I like to do this. Bet. Let's go here. Let's do stuff that doesn't involve alcohol. Like, let me really know who you are for real. Let's ask questions.
That is
that
a
really
key. That is yeah, if I got to be drunk to be around you, I don't like you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you honest to God truth, I don't like you if I gotta be drunk every time we go somewhere. If I can't go like somewhere that just don't have alcohol.
I think that's my thing now, like, not wanting to go anywhere with alcohol. Like, let's do something fun. Let's go make some candles. You know what I'm saying? Let's go do something that's out the box. Like, let's go
to the opera.
No, for
real.
I would
go to the opera.
Yeah, no, the opera is
the
really
rest
straight.
Of that shit, like,
it's really straight.
But no, I don't like the club. I don't like the bar and all that really no more.
Yeah.
Now, it does serve a function.
Yeah.
Not, I ain't gonna say I ain't gonna be there. because it does serve a purpose. But if that's the only place I can hang with you, honestly, I ain't gonna rock with you. If I can't chill with you at the crib and just watch a movie and you like keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Or like, I keep my hands to myself. If I could chill with you and just fall asleep watching a movie, we good. If I could just like, you know what? Let's go ahead and get this over with. We ain't vibing for real.
Yeah, well, let's just hope that this world doesn't end before I can have what I call my happy ending. And my happy ending is finding my divine partner and having a kid. That's bare minimum. Like, that's really it. I think that, like, I'm over the trying to find a career, trying to find a purpose thing. That's just going to have to find me. The money is going to have to find me. The money is always going to find me because I'm not looking for it. And I'm looking for the things that you cannot pay for. And that's the divine connection with the certain individual that has the same type of something that you need, that puzzle piece that really fits in.
Yeah, the peanut butter, your jelly. See, you gotta be one of them people. Yeah. You're one of them people. Mm-hmm. But I really found that once money came off the top of the hierarchy and like moved to the side, and then what I started doing is making a list of things that make me happy. Yeah. So like in the house, what do I like to see? What condition I like to see each individual, not just what I want to see my house as, but in each individual room, what makes me happy today? What will make me happy tomorrow? And what would I like it to grow into? So I've been writing down what makes me happy on a day-to-day basis. Because if I spend every day just being happy, I feel like everything else will work itself out.
That's what I've been trying to do. So I just bought this big old thing of ashwagandha because I'm still working, which is crazy. So I'm going to take ashwagandha every day to make sure that I'm a little smoother, a little bit happier. Because you know my job, you know, talking to these people can be a little, but,
Since your job's still holding on, I'm telling you, I'm going to apply for that.
Might as well, because I don't know what's going to happen. But we'll find out what's going to happen after April the 8th. Please be prepared. Have you some water, some food stocked up. Have you some supplies to be able to charge things up. Because, hey, who knows?
Oh, no, I'm just going to talk some random shit to random people. So, like, nothing bad, nothing negative. But, you know, might find somebody to have fun with. But other than that, I'm not really stressing about if it's over. If it's over, ain't shit I can do about it anyway. Nope. I don't have enough duct tape. So, like,
it is what it is.
We just rock with it.
Yeah,
I'm going to experience this eclipse, though. I do want to sunbathe in it.
Oh, you got the glasses?
No.
Oh, okay.
You going to close it? I said, yeah, I was about to get some polarized glasses and just look up there with the Ray-Bans.
Oh, so you're going to try to get you some disability.
Yeah.
Get your disability check by looking at the sun.
Nah, I'm going to go ahead and go pick me up some of the glasses. And then I'm going to go out there and let my black skin be in some of that eclipse UV rays.
I've heard that you should be out there grounding yourself during this. I have heard that.
Definitely. Take your socks off, get in the grass, stand in the grass. Ground yourself.
I'm going to be out there with my eyes closed like this. Is it happening, y'all? Because I'm not going to get those glasses, so I just be out there. And y'all just let me know once it's over with. But, yeah. Record it. Put it on TikTok. I want to see it. And I want to post it on the... So I have a little diagram. They actually said that they were off by the metrics of it and the angles of it. So it's going to be a little bit different than what they said before. But I do have something that I can add to the show. In Michigan, it's going to start around, I think, like 2:30-ish. And then it'll end around a little bit after 5, I believe. So, yeah.
I'm going to be outside in the grass, probably with my son. And we're going to be running around and we're going to have fun.
I'm going to be working, so I'll probably take a break around that time to go outside and to really just take it all in and just try to really be as positive as possible that, you know, tomorrow marks a new season for me and everything that I want will happen before this world actually ends. So maybe if I just, you know, put it out there at the right time, you know, yeah. I believe God has answered it anyway, but me, I like to expedite things. I need it expeditiously. You know what I'm saying?
No, meek, slow and steady wins the race.
Let's get it. I need to meet this slow man. I need to understand him, and he need to learn me, and I need to learn him, and we got a lot to do. So, yeah. Bless the Lord.
We got shit to do. You late. Let's go.
Man, like, what? All right, give me your favorite color. Write it all down, you know, let me know and everything like that. What you allergic to? You allergic to peanut butter? All right.
She going to have a job application. Fill this out, and we'll review it.
No, for real. Well, this has been real. My name is Meek.
And I'm Rick.
This is a Talk Bit.
Peace.